Lecture topic, Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him.
As-salamu ala khatam al-anbiya wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-din. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala jami'i ikhwanihi min al-anbiya wal-mursaleen, khususan ala awwalihim wa afdalihim bil-tahqiq al-shafiq, al-rafiq fil-ghari al-amiq, amir al-mu'minin khalifati rasulillahi bila faslin sayyidina Abi Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما نفعني مال أحد ما نفعني مال أبي بكر ولو كنت متخذا خليلا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Wallah, the greatest of ni'mat, the greatest of bounties that Almighty Allah has blessed us with is this ni'mat of Iman. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ Almighty Allah says that this dunya has so much value in my eyes, that had it not been that everyone would have turned to kufr, then my system would have been such that the kuffar only live in houses made of gold. But I have given the kuffar so little dunya, and so many people are losing the iman. If I have to give them full of dunya, then how many more will lose the iman? I have given the kuffar so little dunya, usko dekar so many people are losing the iman and their mouths are watering. If I have to make this system that every kafir's house is made of gold, then how many more will lose the iman? But in the dunya, like one poet says, يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَدَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَكَشَرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا That the system of the dunya is يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ The pauper, the beggar, the bankrupt man, the poor man walks, and everything opposes him. Everything is in the opposite direction. This is the dunya in which we are living. تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ You hate him, but he's not a sinner. You hate the man, but he's not a sinner. In the eyes of Allah, he is not a criminal, but you hate him. يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا He sees hatred coming from every angle, but he doesn't know why. يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا He sees hatred coming from every angle, but he doesn't know why. To such an extent, حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ثَرْوَةٍ خَدَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا That the dogs passing by, if they have to pass by a wealthy man, then it will bow before him and wag its tail. وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا And one day if that very same dog has to see a poor person, نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ The dog will start barking. That is the dunya in which we are living. And that very same dunya, what does Allah say? وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا Had it not been for this, I would have given the kuffar their homes of gold. My respected brothers, Almighty Allah through His infinite mercy and wisdom has taken pity upon us and blessed us with this great wealth of Iman. Whatever effort man made, according to that Allah Ta'ala showed him the fruits of that. Steel was hidden beneath this earth. Man placed his hand on it and he converted it into an aircraft. Man placed his hand on it into an excellent vehicle. Man placed his hand onto trees, onto barks of trees, he converted it into excellent furniture. Whatever, in whichever way man uses intelligence, according to that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed him the fruits, and Allah Ta'ala opened before him the reality of that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used this great quality of effort on man, and he made insan, insan. So he made such an effort that people that held the ghilaf of the Kaaba, that Allah's qasam, we won't accept Islam, our dogs can accept Islam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made such an effort that those people that held the ghilaf of the Kaaba, Allah's qasam, will never accept Islam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And amongst the products of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all are the products of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khususan ala awwalihim wa afdalihim bit tahqiq al-shafiq al-rafiq fil ghar al-amiq, the companion of our noble master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the grave. Khalifati Rasulillahi bila faslim Sayyidina Abi Bakrin al-Siddiq wa Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhum. They say Hazrat Abu Bakr ka iman ba kamal, ان کی صحابیت بے مثال, ان کی خلافت چند ماہ اور دو سال مگر فتوحات سے مالا مال, اور ان کی خدمات لا زوال. The iman of Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ با کمال, from the beginning till the end is only kamal, is only beauty. Sayyidina Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ recited the kalima la ilaha illallah when the proclamation of the kalima was an open invitation to death. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited the kalima when the proclamation of the kalima was an open invitation to death. He paid the price for iman that was wanted, so Allah made him taste the sweetness of iman that was promised. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had a slight quarrel. So Hazrat Abu Bakr went to apologize by Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu refused. So Hazrat Abu Bakr came in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Nabi of Allah, this is what has transpired. I approached Umar, he refused. Just then the thought came in the heart of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to come and apologize. So he went straight to the house of Abu Bakr. We can imagine, it's not easy. It's easy to say, someone comes to us, we refuse him, and then after that to cut our nose and then go to humble ourselves in front of that very same person, we know exactly what imani power is required to do that. Respected brothers, you know, like they say, this nafka masla, that it will be a means of embarrassment. Because of that, a man is deprived of a lot of good at many times. Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, in one jalsa, he had his daughter's nikah performed to two amirs. One was Hazrat Ji Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, and one was Mawlana Inamul Hasan rahmatullah alayh. Both of them were extremely handsome, and they were looking like Arabs. Without consulting anyone, the nikah date was fixed at the jalsa last minute, and the nikah was performed. So they started telling Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, ke yaar tune hamari naak kaat di. So Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayh said, He placed his hand on his nose. He said, Meri naak to nahi kati maalum, nahi tumhari naak kati ya nahi. So he wasn't bothered about what people had to say, so Allah blessed him with such son-in-laws. Anyway, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr seen from a distance that Hazrat Umar is coming, he humbled himself before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ana kuntu adlamu minhu ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, I am to be blamed. It was my fault. I apologize. Before Hazrat Umar is still coming, he didn't justify or verify anything. O Nabi of Allah, I am to be blamed. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu walks in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Hazrat Umar and then addresses him. Hal antum tarikuna li sahibi? O people, will you leave Abu Bakr please? Will you please leave my friend Abu Bakr? Inni qultu ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. I stood up when Allah blessed me with revelation, and I said, O people, I'm the messenger of Allah. So you told me I'm a liar, and Abu Bakr said you are speaking the truth. When I stood up with the message of Allah, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a, I'm the messenger of Allah. Which Allah? الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To that Allah who belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ, who gives life and causes death. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. You people made different requests to me. The kuffar came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he started inviting towards Allah. سَلَّنَا رَبَّكَ الَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِمَا بَعَثَكَ بِهِ فَلْيُسَيِّرْ عَنَّا هَذِهِ الْجِبَالِ وَلْيَبْسُتْ لَنَا بِلَادَنَا وَلْيُبَحِّرْ فِيهَا أَنْهَارًا كَأَنْهَارِ الشَّامِ وَالْعِرَاقِ. If you claim to say you're the Nabi of Allah, then tell Allah we want rivers flowing in front of our houses. يَبْعَثُ مَلِكًا يُصَدِّقُكَ بِمَا تَقُولُ. Allah must send what angel with you and he must confirm whatever you say that you are from Allah. يَجْعَلْ لَنَا جِنَانًا. That Allah must make rivers for us. قُسُورًا, palaces. كُنُوزًا, treasures. يَبْعَثْ مَنْ مَضَى مِنْ آبَائِنَا. Tell Allah, if you are honest in your claim, then we want that Allah must resurrect all the deceased. وَلْيَكُنْ فِي مَنْ يَبْعَثُ لَنَا قُسَيْ إِبْنِ كِلَابِ فَإِنْ صَدَقُوكَ صَدَّقْنَاكَ وَإِنْ كَذَبُوكَ كَذَّبْنَاكَ. These elderly people and ancestors of ours, tell them to stand up from their graves. If they stand up and they confirm that you are a true messenger of Allah, we'll accept it, and if they deny it, we'll deny it. When the whole dunya was against me, and people were making different requests to me, then Abu Bakr said, صَدَقْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ نَبِيَ فَاللَّهِ I'm with you. So Umar, please leave Abu Bakr. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you, may Allah forgive you. My respected brothers, Allah's Qasam, if the word يَغْفِر must come out of the lips of my Nabi for any person, Allah's Qasam is a jannati, if it must come out once also. If the words يَغْفِر or رَحِمَ, Allah, you take mercy once from the lips of that Mubarak Nabi, Allah's Qasam, that means jannat is made. اللهم اغفر للأنصار ولأبناء الأنصار ولأبناء أبناء الأنصار. أي الله, forgive the Ansar, forgive their children, forgive their grandchildren. So when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the dua once, how Allah rewarded them? لو سلك الناس واديا وسلك الأنصار واديا لسلكت وادي الأنصار. لوگ ایک طرف چلیں, انصار ایک طرف چلیں, میں انصار کے ساتھ چلوں گا. If the people have to move in one direction and the Ansar move in one direction, I will walk with the Ansar. Al-Mahya Mahyakum wal-Mamatu Mamatukum. Ab jina bhi tumhare saath, marna bhi tumhare saath. I will live and die with you and be resurrected with the Ansar. Why? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said once, Yaghfirullah, Allahumma ghfir lil Ansar, Allah forgive the Ansar. Twice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yaghfirullahu laka ya Aba Bakrin. Ay Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. Oh Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received his first wahi, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was gone to Yemen. He was informed that Nabi Kareem, when he came back, he asked Utbah ibn Shayba, is there any new information in Makkah? Update us with the latest information. So Utbah ibn Shayba told him, yes, the nephew of Abu Talib claims to say that he's a Nabi. The nephew of Abu Talib claims to say he's a Nabi. And how does it make sense? Like the kuffar in the time of Nuh alayhi salam also said the same thing. كَانَ يَلْعَبْ مَعَنَا بِالْأَمْسِ وَصَارَ نَبِيَّ. Yesterday he was playing with us, today he became a Nabi. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَاخْتَارَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَبَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَانْتَخَبَهُ بِعِلْمِ. Almighty Allah seen in the heart of the entire creation, and Allah chose the Mubarak heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبَعْثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ. Allah then sent him with nabuwat. وَانْتَخَبَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. And through Allah's kamil knowledge, Allah chose him for prophethood. Allahu أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ. Allah knows exactly who to bless with prophethood and who not to bless with. وَاللَّهُ يَقْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah chooses for prophethood whom he wishes. Anyway, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to him the whole thing, how he received wahi. We know Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi begins his kitab, Babun Kayfa Kana Bad'ul Wahi Ila. The very first chapter of Bukhari, the very first line of Bukhari commences with the silsila of how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive wahi. وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu accepted iman there on that spot. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, مَا دَعَوْتُ أَحَدًا إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا كَانَتْ لَهُ عَنْهُ كَبْوَةٌ وَتَرَدُّدٌ وَنَذْرٌ. Whoever I invited to Islam, he used to hesitate, he used to ponder, he used to contemplate. One person accepted close eyes, it was Abu Bakr Siddiq. In fact, Umar radiallahu anhu's maqam is in its place, but when he heard of the Nabuwwah, he was ready to assassinate. Umar radiallahu anhu is in his place. We cannot question the status of Umar radiallahu anhu. But when he heard of the da'wat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was on his journey to assassinate. What did Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? People used to ponder, people used to contemplate. Someone will say, I'll make mashwara. When Abu Bakr was such that there and then he accepted Islam, and he took up the effort of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that very same day, a person like Uthman ibn Affan, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ رَفِيقًا وَأَنْتَ رَفِيقِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu anhu, every Nabi will have one friend in Jannah. Uthman, you'll be my friend in Jannah. That very same Uthman radiyallahu anhu accepted Islam on the hands of Abu Bakr in the very first day that he accepted Islam. Talha and Zubair radiyallahu anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Talha wa Zubair jaraya fil Jannah. Talha and Zubair will be my neighbors in Jannah. Talha and Zubair accepted Iman on the da'wat of Abu Bakr in the very first day. Almighty Allah then honored him. Almighty Allah then honored him to be side by side with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the initial stages of Islam. When Islam was kept as a secret, and the difficulties and the hardship that came in the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was honored. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was honored to be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that journey. So one day he comes into the Haram Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in there. The kuffar were discussing about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saffaha ahlamana, aba alihatana. This new person Muhammad, he's speaking ill of our gods. And he's running them down. Aja'al al-alihata ilahun wahida. We have 360 gods. He has cancel everyone, all the gods, and he has placed one in place of all 360. 360 couldn't see to our needs. Where is one going to see to our needs? لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. Allah says that if they have to be or do two deities or two boys control and regulate the affairs of the skies and the earth, then they will be chaos. One way that let's give this one death, the other side. So what Allah is that Allah needs to refer to someone? How can that be Allah who needs a mashwara of one? It's not Allah. When they mean what he wants, how he wants, with who he wants, who questions him. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. That is Allah. المستجمع لجميع صفات الكمالية. That is Allah. So they started beating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from every angle. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu walks in. Someone tells him, أدرك صاحبك. جا اپنے دوست کی خبر لے. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes there, moving the kuffar. He recited this verse. اتقتلون رجلا ان يقول ربي الله. اتقتلون رجلا ان يقول ربي الله. Are you killing one man because his crime is nothing other than the announcement of the oneness of Allah? In other words, this man that is being beaten and opposed is because he says Allah is one. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam stayed in the jail. What was his crime? He wanted to protect himself from the disobedience of Allah. That was his crime. So, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. You are beating my beloved because he says Allah is one. These verses were regarding Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu mentioned this, it was disliked by every one of them. So they started beating Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu so severely, that our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says that on whichever portion of the body he placed his hand, the hair would have fallen off. He became unconscious. In this manner he was brought home.
Late in the evening, when he gained consciousness, like every mother, she presented food. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We claim to say we love our Nabi. We claim to say we love our Nabi. لا أذوق طعاما ولا أشرب شرابا حتى آتي رسول الله. Allah's Qasam, not one muscle of food will go down my throat, or not one sip of water will go down my throat till my eyes don't meet with the eyes of the master of both the worlds, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wa taslim. Allah's Qasam, not a muscle of food will go down my throat till my eyes don't meet with the eyes of the master of both the worlds. لا أذوق طعاما ولا أشرب شرابا حتى آتي رسول الله. My respected brothers, Sahaba Ikram had tasted the sweetness of Iman. They were not ready to bend or to compromise for anyone. When Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, then his mother vowed not to eat until he doesn't forsake Islam. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. So he came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi of Allah. It's not that he wasn't fond of his mother, he knew the rights of his mother more than you and I knew. No. Says, O Nabi of Allah, one side my mother refused to take a morsel of food. She's my mother. And what has the, she has made the condition that I must leave Islam. And I can't part with Islam. What do I do? Look at my predicament and look at my situation. What is our situation? My mother is telling me one thing. The other side, my wife is telling me, what do I do? I do what your mother is telling you. We find ourselves to be confused. On one side we have the wife and we have the mother. That is a confused situation for us. Here he's got one side his mother and he's got the Amr of Allah. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. So the verses were revealed that if your parents compel you to disobey Allah, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then don't be obedient to them in that particular thing. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, but be good with them. In the end, Sa'd radiallahu anhu did not forsake Islam, but his mother was forced to eat. His mother was forced to eat. Likewise, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his mother kept on forcing him to eat. In the end, his mother was convinced that this son of mine is not going to budge. This son of mine is not going to budge. Come with me. Till Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't come here, till then, there's no chance of my son having a morsel of food. We know when that woman was returning, the Sahaba returned from one battle, and she comes out. And she meets the people returning from this battle. Allahu Akbar. Someone tells her, your son is martyred. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Where's the Nabi of Allah? She moves further. Someone tells her, your father is martyred. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Where's the Nabi of Allah? She moves further. Someone tells her, your brother is martyred. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Where's the Nabi of Allah? Until she got sight of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She greeted him and then she said, Kullu musibatin ba'daka jalalun. O Nabi of Allah, after your sight, Allah's Qasam, no problem is any problem. No problem is a problem. Kullu musibatin ba'daka jalalun. Aapki ru'yat ke baad, aapke didar ke baad, musibat nahi rehta. That is why, respected brothers, they say Almighty Allah rewarded Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Ke iman mein huzur awwal Abu Bakr thani. Dawat mein huzur awwal Abu Bakr thani. Khilafat mein huzur awwal Abu Bakr thani. حشر میں حضور اول ابو بکر ثانی جنت میں حضور اول ابو بکر ثانی. The first to accept نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then ابو بکر. خلافت نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then ابو بکر. حشر نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then ابو بکر. جنت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then ابو بکر. Why, respected brothers? Genuine love for نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So much so, respected brothers, so much tasdeeq in the heart of Abu Bakr for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know the incident of Mi'raj, but I want to highlight one point here today. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from Mi'raj, and Abu Jahl seen that this is an ideal opportunity to mislead the Muslims, So he came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he said, Abu Bakr, do you know what? That friend, if I tell you someone travels from here to the seven skies, meeting on the first sky, Adam alayhi salatu was salam, meeting on the second sky, Isa and Yahya alayhi salatu was salam, meeting on the third sky, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, meeting on the fourth sky, Harun alayhi salatu was salam, Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Idris alayhi salatu was salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, performing namaz, meeting all the anbiya, speaking with Allah, ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين او ادنى فاوحى الى عبده ما اوحى. And then coming back in one portion of the night, will you believe me? He says, no. He says, but your beloved claims. He says, then I accept it. Abu Jahl heard this from the lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He refused it. Abu Bakr heard it from the lips of Abu Jahl regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brought iman. Abu Jahl heard it from the lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't bring iman. And Abu Bakr heard it from whose lips? From Abu Jahl's lips. Attributing to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So fir amanna wa saddakna. Ye, ho gaya bas. Ho gaya. Abu Bakr, remove your intelligence and your brains and your logic. Remove everything. He has done it. Finish. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. So much tasdeeq Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had built in the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. We know the incident when the Sahaba Ikram were out in one battle. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was left behind. Hazrat Safwan radiallahu anhu used to come last to ensure that nothing was left behind. He found that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was left there. And it comes in the hadith that Hazrat Safwan had seen Hazrat Aisha prior to the revelation of hijab and veil. That is why he knew who Hazrat Aisha was. Prior to hijab, Hazrat Aisha says, Wallah, I did not see him. He seated the camel. Hazrat Aisha mounted on and he went ahead. In this manner they came to Madinah Munawwara. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sulul, Ra'is al-Munafiqeen, the leader of all the hypocrites, he seen that this is an ideal opportunity to pass an evil remark on the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. All the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the mothers of the entire ummah. Many sahaba innocently fell in this trap. I don't want to go into detail. It is such a long incident. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't know what to do. Abu Bakr is the father-in-law. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the son-in-law. So atajtiya Allah test his Nabi. This is all a test from Allah. People started passing their remarks. Na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah. That Safwan radiallahu anhu had an affair with Aisha radiallahu anha. What must have been transpiring in the heart of Aisha radiallahu anha? And what must have been transpiring in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Aisha says, the waqia is very long. Many sahaba fell in this trap. She says, I noticed when I came home, she was unaware of this whole thing. I came home, I noticed that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu's relation with me was different. Used to walk in, kayfatiki, how are you? That's all. I started becoming sick. Normally when I used to become sick, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu was very tolerant with me. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu was so tolerant with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha that on one occasion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu was having meals at Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's place. Ghaliban Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha or someone else from the Azwaj al-Mutahharat sent some food. Now after all, the wives of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were women. They were the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but they weren't any Anbiya. So when this platter of food came in the house, Hazrat Aisha took it like this, and she dropped it on the face and on the floor and said, you think I can't feed my husband? You think I can't feed? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, غَارَتْ أُمُّكُمْ تُمَارِي مَاكُ غَيْرَتْ عَقِي. All Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam done was, gathered the food himself, put the food together, placed it one platter, ate the food himself, send a messenger, told Aisha, give us one plate. Zainab sent a plate. Let us return Zainab's plate. He ate the food himself. He didn't utter one word to Hazrat Aisha. So tolerant he was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha said, I noticed that this time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tabiat was completely different. Abu Bakr doesn't know how to come in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Tah radiallahu anhu was one of those Sahaba who were caught in the trap innocently of accusing Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So as they were walking, it was late in the night. Hazrat Mistah radiallahu anha's mother, she nearly slipped and tripped. So she said, Ta'isa Mistah, halako Mistah, woe be to my son. So Hazrat Aisha said, oh, the mother of Mistah, do you know who is Mistah? He has participated in so many battles with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the mother said, oh Aisha, do you know what he is speaking about you? When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was informed about this, she became mu'in. She came home, she said, oh Nabi of Allah, give me ijazat, I want to go to my father's place. She comes away home. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers the sahaba, what should be done? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha says, oh Nabi of Allah, if you want, Allah has given you ample ijazat. You can perform your nikah with someone else. Why are you limiting yourself to Hazrat Aisha? We are not questioning the piety of Hazrat Aisha, but because it is bringing problems and difficulties to you. Let us picture this examination and this test of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know in society, if a woman is accused of zina, they say, kabar kuni family. Kabar kewa atakna. It becomes a great embarrassment. Are the wife of Ahmad Mujtuba, Muhammad Mustafa, Janab Madini Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's wife comes home, says, oh Abu Ayyub, do you know what the people are speaking about Hazrat Aisha? He said, remain silent. Almighty Allah won't choose any woman for his Nabi. Almighty Allah won't choose any ordinary woman for his Nabi. Hazrat Aisha comes home, she mentions, she says, I know, if I explain to you people that I'm free of this crime, you will say I'm speaking a lie. No one will believe me. And if I say I've committed the crime, then I'm speaking a lie. Leave it, my Allah will decide. All this discussion was taking place. Everyone was seated there, and they seen the asar of wahi, the signs of revelation. Signs of revelation started. Nabi Kareem said, respected brothers, blessed be those sahaba who actually seen Quran coming down, who actually were there. It was a practice that sahaba ikram sit in. They used to question, and immediately they realized, asar of wahi starting. The phone is ringing between Allah and Allah's Nabi. Everyone dead silence. 10 verses were revealed. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You are attributing a lie to the wife of a Nabi and you regarding it insignificant, and in the eyes of Allah it is the greatest crime. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu told Hazrat Aisha, stand up and now go and thank Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Hazrat Aisha say? I won't thank him, he done nothing, my Allah done everything. Now respected brothers, the point that we are coming to, what must be in the heart of Abu Bakr for Mistah radiallahu anhu, who was amongst those people who accused his own daughter. The pain that was caused to Hazrat Abu Bakr, of course, initially the instigator was the Munafiq, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sulul. But those that became, fell for the trap, one of them was Mistah radiallahu anhu, who Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was financially assisted. After this incident, he took a vow that I won't give him a penny. And who won't? Who won't? If we are doing someone a favor, and one day we invite him for one function of ours, he doesn't pitch up there, then finish, we close our doors. Allahu Akbar. So Almighty Allah revealed the verse. وَلَا يَأْتَ لِأُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Those of you The wealthy among you don't vow not to financially assist the poor among you. This ayat was indicating and referring to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that person who caused so much harm to him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, then Almighty Allah says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want that Allah must forgive you? Abu Bakr said, oh Allah, I wish you forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. On this, after this verse was revealed, such iman of Abu Bakr was prepared, respected elders, that Abu Bakr took an oath that from today, the amount that I was given, Mista, inshallah, from today, I will double that amount. That monthly allowance that I was given to Mista, that person who accused my daughter of zina, I will double that amount. Why? I want Allah to forgive me. Allahu Akbar. So Almighty Allah rewarded him. ثانيتنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the ghar, in the cave, and Abu Bakr said, O Nabi of Allah, if they must just look up, they will spot us. Abu Bakr stayed with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose ta'alluq with Allah was 24 hours. So see now how Abu Bakr was rewarded. Ya Aba Bakrin, ma dhannuka bi ithnain, Allahu thalithuhuma. Oh Abu Bakr, what is your opinion of those two with whom Allah moves? So where Abu Bakr is moving, Allah's ghayb madad with Abu Bakr. Allah's unseen help is with Abu Bakr. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came in front of the water, he said, Inna mudrak, behind us is Firaun and in front of us the water, we are trapped. So what did Musa alayhi salam say? Kalla ever inna ma'ya rabbi, my Allah is with me. My Allah is not with us, he is with me. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Abu Bakr, Allah is with us. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, أَرْحَمُ أُمَّتِي بِأُمَّتِي أَبُو بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. The person that had the greatest of love and muhabbat and shafqat for my ummah was Sayyidina Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. We know the famous incident. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to come. There was an elderly woman staying in Medina. So Umar radiallahu anhu says that I want to assist this woman, attend to her domestic work. So Umar radiallahu anhu comes early in the morning. When he gets there, everything is done. This woman is blind. The next day he says, I will come a bit earlier and I want to help this woman. When he comes there, again the work is done. Almighty Allah is teaching us, if we want the darja of Abu Bakr, then how do we attain the darja? We can't get the darja of Abu Bakr, but via which amal Abu Bakr gained the nearness of Allah. So one day, what he done was, whole night he hid there. He seen there, in the early part of a night, a person coming in there, complete white cloth, disguising himself, attends to all the needs of this woman, and long before Fajr he leaves out. As this person is walking out, Umar radiallahu anhu screams, oh friend of Allah, who are you? Who else was his respected friend other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? Who else? On the Ghazwa of Tabuk, when Tashkil was made to contribute in the path of Allah, then Umar says, now I will challenge Abu Bakr and now I will surpass Abu Bakr. So whatever he had, he brought half of that. We say we love Allah, respected brothers. We barely just force the issue and we make through Ramzan. You know, making a duck seri and a good iftar and pull through this way, that way, we just pull through and we make it. And that is our contribution to the deen of Allah. Why? Because we are the beloveds of our Nabi. What did Umar say? Half of whatever I got. So if I got 3 cars, if I got 4 cars, 2 cars in the path of Allah. When he comes there, then he finds that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had brought everything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abu Bakr, he says, Abqaytu Allah wa Rasoola, may Allah or Allah ki Nabi ko chhor ke aaya. Today when we leave our house and we go, we leave everything besides Allah and Allah's Nabi. We teach the children at home that if you're in a problem, you knock the neighbor's door. You knock this door, you know. But we don't teach them, knock the door of Allah. They say, how our halat is today? Someone in the night, put it in with our door. We come outside, we find five people armed with ammunition. Not a problem, I've also got my AK-47. Runs in the room there, asks his wife, where's my gun? I left it in the office. Phone the neighbors. Picks up the phone. The wire is already cut. My cell is there. Pick up the cell, the battery is flat. Now what? Mr. Singh next door told me whenever I have a problem, I must go to him. More yaqeen on Mr. Singh than on the Zat of Allah. Mr. Singh next door told me, in the night if you have a problem, you must come. So let's go through the door. Five guys, I'm there. Now what we going to do? Chalo musalla karo. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Last resort. When everything is against us, now let's knock the door of Allah. Allah's qasam, He's so merciful, then to His bani. Abqaytu Allah wa Rasoola. May Allah or Allah ke Nabi ko chhor ke aaya. Aisha radiyallahu anha. Mubarak head in the lap of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moonlit night. Aisha radiyallahu anha says, O Nabi of Allah, equivalent to the stars in the skies. Is any one of your companions got so much good deeds? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Umar. With no hesitation or reservation, Umar. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what? Hazrat Aisha said, what about my father Abu Bakr? Allahu Akbar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, O Aisha, innama jami'u hasanati Umar ka hasanatin wahidatin min hasanati Abi Bakr. All the good deeds of Umar put together is like one good deed of Abu Bakr. Aisha, all the good deeds of Umar put together is like one good deed of Abu Bakr. One person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ahabbu an-nasi ilayka ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, who is most beloved to you? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. He said, no, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm speaking from amongst the men. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then Abu Bakr. Prior to the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Aisha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the amr of Allah, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came and showed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the picture of Hazrat Aisha. This is going to be your wife. So fond Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Why? Because of course with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had made the mahal at home so good that Asma radiallahu anha, that my grandfather Abu Quhafa came home when my father was out in the battle of Tabuk. So he says, what has your father left? What has my son left for you? As it is, my grandfather was blind. I took him. Look at the tarbiyat of it. Children at home, how their hand was made. I took some pebbles. I made him place his hands. And I said, oh Dada, see how much money my father left for us. So he says, oh, cha, cha, cha. Respected brothers, we conclude with that incident. I have just touched the incidents. When it came to the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person most fit for Khilafat was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, that on one occasion he asked for some paper. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave it, Allah and Allah's Nabi will only make such that Abu Bakr will become Khalifa. يَأْبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Allah or Allah ke Rasul inkar karega, yani it will only be that Abu Bakr will become the Khalifa. One occasion Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the Sahaba whose houses are around the masjid, whose doors and whose windows open to their homes, all the windows should be closed and all the doors should be shut, إِلَّا خَوْخَةُ أَبُو بَكْرٍ But the door and the window of Abu Bakr will be left open. Abu Bakr wants to go from here, he can go. All the other Sahabas will be closed. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was informed of the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rock of steadfastness, he comes to Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu addressing the people, the munafiqeen are passing the rumor that my Nabi has passed away. Allah's Qasam, he has not passed away. He has gone to communicate with his Lord. Just as Musa went to go speak with Allah. وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً. Like Musa spent one chilla with his Allah 40 days. Likewise, my Nabi is going to speak with his Allah. Hazrat Abu Bakr came in, then he said, Umar, عَلَى رِسْلِكَ means. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood up and he addressed the people saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, man kana ya'budu Muhammadan faly'alam anna Muhammadan qad mat. Whoever was worshipping Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let it be known to him that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. My ustad one day explained, when Hazrat Ji Mawlana Inamul Hasan rahmatullah alayhi passed away, we can imagine those people that were closely attached to him. If it was such that someone could present his life so that he could love, thousands were ready to present their life. Let us picture what must have been the chaos in Medina when the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that news was broken. What must have been the chaos? They say there was chaos in Nizamuddin. The serfs were up to, the majma was close to 400,000 people. What must have been the chaos in Medina Munawwara? Sahaba Ikram circled the body. They started questioning, أَنُجَرِّدُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Now, are we going to give ghusl? Must we remove the clothes? Allah sent Sakina. Everyone went into a trance. And Allah said, my Nabi's clothes cannot be lifted. No one will become the Imam and perform the namaz e janaza because my Nabi is the Imam. Who can become an Imam of my Nabi? So each man will come individually, perform his janaza and move. Perform his namaz and move. Perform it. No one can become the Imam. Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan faly'alam anna Muhammadan qad mat. We can imagine what courage Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had to take in making that statement, that saying that, you know what, my Nabi has passed away. They say the Sahaba Ikram was sitting 3 days after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person walks in there. He says, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Peace be upon you, O the Nabi of Allah. Sahaba Ikram burst out into tears. لَقَدْ جَدَدْتَ جَرَاحَتَنَا. Aray, tune humara gham taza kar diya. We still can't get over it. And you come in and to crown everything. You come in and say, taking the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Fatima radiallahu anha say? سُبَّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبُ. سُبَّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبُ أَنَّهَا سُبَّتْ عَلَى الْأَيَّامِ سِرْنَ لَيَالِيَا. On the demise of my father, such a calamity has befallen me that if that calamity has to come today, it will be converted into night. يَا أَبَتَا أَجَابَ رَبَّنْ دَعَا. يَا أَبَتَا إِلَى جِبْرِيلَ نَنْعَا. يَا أَبَتَا جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ مَأْوَا. Oh my father, it seems like you have said labbaik to the call of your Lord. يَا أَبَتَا إِلَى جِبْرِيلَ نَنْعَا. Oh my father, on the demise of any person, the first person that is informed is his near and dear ones. Must we now inform Jibreel about your demise because he is your best friend? Ya abata, jannatul firdaus ma'wa. Oh my father, jannatul firdaus is your abode. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited this verse. Wama Muhammadun illa rasul. Wama Muhammadun illa rasul. قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتلا انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين.
That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was but a Nabi of Allah. If after his demise, are you going to forsake that religion? If you do so, let it be known to you, you don't harm Allah in the least. After the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghusl, kafan, dafan, everything was done. People seen that now Abu Bakr has been made Khalifa. Abu Bakr by nature is a soft person. Many people had accepted Islam. So they started denying one hukam and they refused to pay zakat. They refused to pay zakat. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gathered all the people. What should be done? Firstly, we've got this whole calamity here, that the loss of our Nabi. Our thinking is not correct. We are not in our senses properly. And here on the other hand now, one great order of Allah, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. People are denying to pay zakat. How do we conduct ourselves? So Umar radiallahu anhu says, تَأَلِّفِ النَّاسِ. Abu Bakr, take it easy with the people. Abu Bakr said, Umar, أَجَبَّارٌ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّ وَخَوَّارٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. In the days of ignorance, you were very strong and you were very brave and you could do this and you could do that. And now you became weak in Islam. In the days of ignorance, everyone knew Umar to be a strong, powerful person. What happened to your might? أَجَبَّارٌ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّ وَخَوَّارٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. قَدْ تَمَّ الْوَحْيُ وَحِيكَ سِلْسِلَةً بَنْ أَيُنْقَصُ الدِّينِ وَأَنَا حَيٍّ. A deficiency must come in deen and Abu Bakr is alive. Allah's qasam, it cannot happen. سعيد المنبر. He climbed onto the pulpit. حمد الله وأثنى عليه. He praised and glorified Allah. He gathered all the people and then he delivered a sermon. What did he say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَعْثَ مُحَمَّدًا وَالْحَقُّ كُلٌّ شَرِيدٌ وَالْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبٌ طَرِيدٌ قَدْ رَسَّ حَبْلُهُ وَقَلَّ أَهْلُهُ فَجَمَعَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَجَعَلَهُمُ الْأُمَّةَ الْبَاقِيَةَ الْوُسْطَى وَاللَّهِ لَا أَبْرَحُ أَقُومُ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَأُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُقْتَلُ مِنَّا شَهِيدًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ والله لو منعوني عقالا مما كانوا يعطون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم أقبل معهم الشجر والمدر والجن والإنس لجاهدتهم حتى تلحق روحي بالله إن الله لم يفرق بين الصلاة والزكاة. This is the whole bayan that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu delivered in front of everyone. What did he say? إن الله تعالى بعث محمدا. Allah sent his Nabi. وَالْحَقُّ كُلٌّ شَرِيدٌ وَالْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبٌ طَرِيدٌ. At that time, قَدْ رَسَّ حَبْلُهُ وَقَلَّ أَهْلُ. When the rope of Islam was weak and the followers were few. إِنَّ الدِّينَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبٌ. Islam started as a foreign religion. فَجَمَعَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Allah united the Muslim Ummah on one platform under the banner of Iman on the Qurbani of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَاللَّهِ لَا أَبْرَحْ أَقُومُ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah's Qasam, remove those thoughts from your mind that Abu Bakr is a simple man. Abu Bakr is a simple man when it comes to his own needs. But when it comes to the Amr of Allah, then you won't find someone more stern than Abu Bakr. وَأُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. I will make jihad. Till those that are martyred, those that passed away will be martyred. وَاللَّهِ لَوْ مَنَعُونِي عِقَالًا. Allah's Qasam, if a man was discharging zakat of animals, for example, in 40 sheep, he was given one sheep. And what used to happen is they used to tie the animals, which was also part of the zakat. If he doesn't deny to pay, I'm talking about the sheep, but he denies to give that rope through which those animals of zakat were tied, if they refuse to pay so much zakat, Allah's Qasam, I will make jihad. ثم أقبل معهم الشجر والمدر والجن والإنس لجاهدتهم حتى تلحق روحي بالله. The entire Arabian Peninsula, the entire dunya on one side and Abu Bakr on the other side, Allah's Qasam, I'll make jihad. The order of Allah will prevail. لو اختتفتني الكلاب والذئاب. If the dogs of Medina must bite on the body of Abu Bakr and he must be dragged on the streets of Medina, Abu Bakr can see that with his naked eye. Allah's Qasam, Abu Bakr can't see one order of Allah been broken. أَيُنْقَصُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيٍّ. A deficiency must come into deen and Abu Bakr must see it with his eyes. Either those people's graves will be made or my grave will be made or the order of Allah will prevail. But they disobey Allah and they survive and I survive. Qasam Allah ki ho hi nahi sakta. Hazrat Umar said, I've seen that there's now no chance. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave such a khutbah, with such jazbat, with such enthusiasm, with such conviction, that I also, فَشَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرِ. Allah also opened my heart and my chest for the very same thing that He opened Abu Bakr's heart. My respected brothers, The idea of speaking on the life of Abu Bakr wasn't only to educate you or to update you with the life of Abu Bakr, but it was for us to put ourselves into the shoes of Abu Bakr and for us to question ourselves, what status does the orders of Allah hold in my life, and what did it hold in the lives of, in the eyes of Abu Bakr? That in my very own house, it has become a markaz of evil. My own children are violating the orders of Allah, and with my own hands I'm digging the whole of Jahannam for them. I'm actually promoting that evil. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't assist me in avenues of evil. My own house, interest has been eaten, haram consumption. And what does Allah say? فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِنْ تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. That if you don't stop taking interest, I announce war with you. If someone has to phone us and they threaten us today that tonight, tomorrow I'll burn your shop, then we'll have 24 hours security. We'll have a restless night. Why someone is going to harm us, someone is having enmity and he wants to make war with us. But because the orders of Allah no more carries weight, so Allah is announcing war, hota rahe, we will do what we want to do. And what did Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu say? لَوِخْتَتَفَتْنِيَ الْكِلَابُ وَالذِّئَابُ. If the dogs and the wolves have to bite on the body of Abu Bakr, that can be tolerated, but Abu Bakr can't see one amr of Allah being broken. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Amma anta ya Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, you'll be the first person to enter into Jannah. To cool the anger of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, Abu Bakr will be presented. Abu Bakr will be presented. May Almighty Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq, respected brothers. May Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq in the true sense of the word. And that we start honoring the ahkam of Allah. We start honoring the deen of Allah. When our order of Allah comes, respected brothers, then that frame of mind of Sahaba Ikram, that it is law. We can't consult our wife and children. Kebai, we have been told today in the masjid that interest is haram. So now we run in a shop, so what has to... No, no. It is the order of Allah. It is law. It is law. We can't consult regarding the disobedience of Allah. That jazbat of Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, when the ayat of Parda was revealed, I seen the men that were sitting with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no one told them a word. Each man stood up, they went in four directions. If he met his mother, he told his mother. If he met his sister, he told his sister. If he met his daughter, he told his daughter. Whatever scarves they had, there and there, they dropped it and parda was existed. Parda came into existence. When the ayat was revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. That you cannot attain complete piety until you don't spend of that which you love. Abu Talha Ansari stands up. Inna ahabba amwali ilayya bayraha. O Nabi of Allah, the most beloved wealth to me is my garden. Dha'aha haythu arakallah. Spend it where you want to. Imagine, respected friends, today we can make that statement that my BM is most beloved. Take it for sadaqah, O Allah, because you have said that I cannot attain unto complete piety until I don't spend of that which I love. We cannot give that qurbani of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. May Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability to take a fraction from his life, respected brothers, to take some portion, to learn to surrender, to learn to submit ourselves before the orders of Allah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. When Allah told Ibrahim, surrender, he says, Allah have surrendered. Allah give me you and all of us the tawfiq. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is Durus Sharif. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وهادينا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتقبل منا صالح أعمالنا وجعلنا من المقبولين في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ربنا حبب إلينا الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا
وَكَرِّهِ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ وَكَرِّهِ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.